This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israel-Hamas war continues to claim lives as analysts warn suffering won't end unless a ceasefire deal is achieved, VOA's Veronica Balderas-Iglesias reports.
Warns Rick Stoll, professor emeritus of political science at Rice University in Texas.
People will still be getting killed. I think hostages will not be released. I don't see a way that Israel can defeat Hamas, and they would be better off trying to achieve some kind of a settlement now.
The head of the CIA, William Burns, did announce on Saturday that a more detailed ceasefire proposal will be made in the coming days. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News.
Venezuelan opposition presidential candidate Edmundo Gonzalez flew into Spain on Sunday to seek asylum, Madrid said, hours after quitting his country amid a political and diplomatic crisis over July's disputed election. Gonzalez, who has challenged President Nicolas Maduro's declaration of victory, arrived at a military base with his wife, Spain's foreign ministry said in a statement. The exit of the 75-year-old, seen by the U.S., the EU, and other powers in the region as the winner of the vote, came a week after Venezuelan authorities issued an arrest warrant for him, accusing him of conspiracy and other crimes. Hundreds of protesters in eastern India's Calcutta on Sunday marched on the streets to demand justice for a doctor who was raped and killed in the city last month. The rape and murder case triggered widespread protests by doctors demanding greater safety for women at the workplace and justice for the 31-year-old doctor whose body was found over 3 weeks ago. This is VOA News. Two NATO members said on Sunday Russian drones have violated their airspace. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Romania has said that a Russian drone flew into its airspace during nighttime attacks on neighboring Ukraine. Meanwhile, another Russian drone crashed into eastern Latvia the previous day. Romania's defense ministry said it had deployed F-16 warplanes to monitor its airspace and issued text alerts to residents of two eastern regions. Meanwhile, Latvia's defense minister said that a Russian drone fell the day before near the town of Rzeszów and had likely strayed into Latvia from neighboring Belarus. I'm Karen Chamas.
Nigeria's emergency response agency says a fuel tanker collided head-on with another truck, causing an explosion that killed at least 48 people. The fuel tanker was also carrying cattle in north-central Niger State on Sunday, causing at least 50 cattle to be burned alive. That's according to the Director General of the Niger State Emergency Management Agency. Search and rescue operations were underway at the scene of the accident. An official said initially 30 bodies were found, but in a later statement said an additional 18 bodies of victims who were burned to death in the explosion were found. He said the dead had been given a mass burial. Evacuations were ordered as a wildfire burns east of Los Angeles. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Tens of thousands of homes and other buildings are being threatened by the line fire. The blaze was burning uncontrolled along the edge of the San Bernardino National Forest east of L.A. As of Sunday morning, it had charred about 27 square miles. More than 600 firefighters were battling the blaze along with water-dropping helicopters and other aircraft. Temperatures in the area expected to be in the triple digits as Southern California experiences a days-long heat wave. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. House of Representatives Republicans will release a long-awaited report on Monday blasting Democratic President Joe Biden's administrations for failures surrounding the chaotic and deadly U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan in August 2021. The report contends the administration made its decision to evacuate non-combatants far too late, formally ordering it only on August 16th, failed to communicate between departments in Washington and among officials in Afghanistan, and botched the paperwork for the departure of Afghan civilians eligible to leave the country. Democrats have insisted that some blame for the messy end of the war, less than 7 months into Biden's presidency, should be laid at the feet of Trump, who began the withdrawal process by signing a deal with the Taliban in 2020. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.